Time right now is 10 minutes past 9 o'clock, and in the studios of Radio Islam is none other than Maulana Yusuf Pandor, who is the educator at Kurtuba Islamic Academy, and Maulana also completed his Alim course in Madrasatu Sadiqin in Robertsham of Maulana Hassan Dokrat's Madrasa, and currently now he's the educator in Lunbro Park, that is Kurtuba Islamic Academy, where he's currently teaching, but he's currently on holidays, so he's sitting in front of me. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing this evening, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, I can't complain. I think the weather, even if the weather is quite cold outside, the warmth of Maulana Suhaib brings comfort to the heart and to the body.
Subhanallah, such nice, sweet words coming out from your mouth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your husn dhan and having good thoughts. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you for the khidmat of His deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength. Where did you deliver Jumu'ah Bayan today, Maulana?
I don't know, Maulana, you putting me on the spot here, you want some praise regarding yourself, or Alhamdulillah, I have to thank Maulana, beloved listeners, that he's continuously encouraging me to do programs. So through his efforts, Alhamdulillah, we were at Quwwatul Islam today.
MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it's your ability and the talent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, so you should reuse it in, inshallah, in a correct and right way. Maulana, tonight inshallah we'll be discussing about Tawbah and Istighfar. You can commence inshallah.
Jazakallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمد الله عز وجل ونصلي على سيد الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Beloved brothers, sisters, listeners of Radio Islam International, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we humbly offer blessings and salutations upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, his entire household, as well as the illustrious Sahaba رضي الله عنه. Before we talk a bit on the aspect of Tawbah and Istighfar, a very beautiful thing we can do as believers, and being it the day of Friday or every other day of our lives, and as well as Friday, to increase is the love that we show to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of Durood Sharif. That if a person recites one sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then by the means of that Durood Sharif, Allah will remove from him 10 sins that he has committed. On top of that, Allah will reward him with 10 good deeds, and Allah will increase his status in his sight in 10 ranks. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless one and all. So inshallah, tonight we'll share a few points regarding Tawbah and Istighfar. And it's a night for us to feel happy, to feel there is hope for us, because we're living in such a time, in such an era, that we feel and we tend to find ourselves doing certain actions, certain things which might not be to the liking of certain individuals, or perhaps it might go against the grain of Sharia. Then what should we do as believers, because we know as a mu'min there is always hope for an individual. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us as an intro to tonight's program in Surah Tahrim,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا.
Allah says, O you who believe, repent to Allah in a beautiful repentance. In a beautiful manner, turn back to Him, because His doors of Tawbah remain open for an individual who seeks the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So according to the scholars, they say that three conditions are required when you are making Tawbah. Firstly, to stop the sin immediately. Secondly, to have this regret, remorse within oneself that I've committed an error, I've made a mistake, I got to atone for it. Thirdly, to have a firm intention to not repeat it again. Again, we say, if a person, he or she, finds themselves doing the act, then beloved listeners, we are not doomed. We are the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have goodness within us, there is positivity within us, and there's hope for us. We have a kind Allah. Repeat the actions again, repeat the conditions again, and continue to repeat, because every istighfar, every sincere tawbah strikes a blow to the devil. And that's the end result that we want. We want to strike the devil out of our lives. Don't ever lose hope when it comes to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth condition, scholars say, is that sometimes we might slip up and cause hurt to someone. We might do a business deal that perhaps didn't go this
way or that way, and we might cause more injury or harm to the other person on the other side. So in that case, apart from seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to ask that person for forgiveness as well. On that note, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for all the sins we have committed. Now imagine the incident of a woman, and this is mentioned in the books of hadith, a woman who committed zina. She came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obviously they were such people, such caliber they were, that when they did something wrong, they felt it within them that they could not carry on until there was some sort of revelation, some sort of comfort to tell them that, listen, there's a way out for them. Before we go into this incident, there was another incident quickly we'd like to mention, that a man came to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, I did a wrong deed with a woman." The Nabi of Allah turned his head on the side. He was not happy. He goes to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu keeps quiet and says, "Move." He goes to Umar radiallahu anhu, still he wants an answer, something to make up for the sin. Umar radiallahu anhu keeps quiet. After some time, the man leaves the gathering. Jibreel alayhi salam comes with the revelation, with wahi, with the words of the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls the man and he says, "Young man, come quickly." And then he recites to him the verse, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَهِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And listen, O young man, whatever you have done, there's a way you can atone for it. And what's that? Establish salah in some part of the morning or some part of the night, for indeed good actions wipe out sins. Umar radiallahu anhu was so happy. He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, is this restricted to the individual or is it for the whole ummah?" Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Balin nasi jami'a." No, but it's for mankind right till the day of Qiyamah. So coming back to the woman, she comes to the Nabi of Allah and she says, "Establish the had, the punishment upon me." She was pregnant at that time. The Nabi of Allah, he was kind also. He knew that he had to establish the punishment, but he was also kind, take into consideration the circumstance. So he says to the family members, "Look after this young woman. When she gives birth, then bring her to me." So after some time, she was looked after, she gave birth, she was brought back to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the Nabi of Allah ordered for the punishment to be carried out, and then janazah salah was then to be performed upon this particular young woman. It was at that time, Umar radiallahu anhu says to the Nabi of Allah, that, "Oh Nabi of Allah, hang on for a moment. This is a lady that was involved in zina, and now you're going to perform janazah salah upon her. How's that possible?" Listen to the beautiful response that the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He said that this woman had repented in such a beautiful manner that if it had to be spread among 70 homes of Medina, it would suffice for all of them. Brothers, we're talking about a woman, she did a wrong thing. Sisters, we're talking about a woman that now she wanted to repent for her sins. Her sin, her tawbah and her istighfar was so great that if others had to commit wrong, it would suffice for them. Subhanallah. Who are we to judge people on that note? Today we might have somebody who we might look at as the worst of people in society, but at night they could share that one single tear, and it does not even have to be on the musalla, whilst they are in their bed. And perhaps they might have even woken up from their sleep because they had a frightening dream and one tear, and they might have taken the name Allah. And because of that, Allah can forgive their sins, and the next day they can become the most pious of individuals. And it's happened in history where the worst of drunkards and the worst of people became the best of servants and the best of worshippers in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always think good of people, and always think with regards to ourselves that we are nothing and everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have a chance, until our eyes close, we have the chance to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm sure many of us have also heard the example or the incident in the story with regards to the man who killed 99 people. So some of us, we haven't heard about it. It's a time that we can learn something about the story as well. This incident, it's a hadith made mention as well. So a man killed 99 people. And again, within him, he felt that I've killed 99, but something is telling me that I don't feel good about it. It's not like Hashim Amla, perhaps he's still struggling on 99. I don't know how much of Tawbah he'll have to make to get to that 100, on the lighter note. Anyways, so the man then goes out to a scholar and he says, look, is there hope for me? So the scholar says, look, there's no hope. You've killed 99. You might as well just carry on with your life and just die in that particular manner. So he says, let me make it a century. He kills that particular scholar. Still within him, something was burning, that desire to change. So he meets another scholar and he asks the scholar, is there hope for him? Again, a scholar who's of worth, of note, who thinks good of people, who gives of positivity, hope for an individual, tells the young man that, listen, the environment you are living in is not conducive for you at the moment. Move away from this environment. Again, it teaches us that we should check our children, we should check our siblings, we should check our neighbors, our friends, our family members, who we are associated with. See our company and see the company of our loved ones, who they're keeping with. In today's time, it's very important because we don't know there's so much things happening out there in the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So the young man then listens to the advice and he seeks on a different path now, going to the destination where the scholar tells him to go. On the way, this was the plan, it was the decree, it was the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man meets with death on the way. So now there's a bit of a problem, because where should he go? The angel of Jahannam is there, the angel of Jannah is there as well. So they're both arguing now. No, he was a sinner, he committed so much of wrong and so much of crime, he should go to Jahannam. The angel of Jannah says, but hang on, where was he going towards? He was going towards a righteous path, a path of goodness. It was the plan of Allah. Look how amazing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in His wisdom. Allah, when He wants good for an individual and guidance for an individual, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about certain things that we cannot understand, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works. Allah sends an angel, a third one. Allah says, measure the distance. If he is closer to the place he's coming from, that is the evil place, then the angel of Jahannam, you can take him. And if he's closer to the place he's going towards, it's a place of righteousness and goodness, then angel of Jannah, he's all for you to take. According to scholars, they say he was closer to the place that he came from. So the angel of Jahannam supposed to take him to Jahannam. But Allah loved his intention, the sincerity, the nobility, that desire within him to change, that istighfar, the tawbah burning and flaring up within him, that Allah made the distance shorten towards the place of good. And when it was measured, he was then taken towards with the angel of Jannah, and inshallah he is in the boat of Jannah. So what a beautiful lesson that we can take from this. And that my intention for tonight is to leave each and every one of us with the hope that as long as death has not come to us, we have a chance to atone for our wrongs and secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do a wrong, we said, it wipes out the when we do a wrong and follow it up with a good deed, it cancels out and wipes out the wrong. And another beautiful benefit we learn on istighfar, in the verses of Surah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regarding Surah Nuh alayhi salam, makes mention telling his people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. It's seek the forgiveness of your Rabb. He is most kind, most merciful. He loves to forgive and he continues to forgive and forgive. On top of that, he says there are added benefits to istighfar. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. When there's a drought, we are told to continuously engage in istighfar. It draws the help and the mercy of Allah, and ultimately the rains that we secure and we need for our crops, for our vegetation, for the plants, for the animals. Then he says, وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ. You want blessings, you want barakah in your wealth, then engage in istighfar and Allah will make a way out for you. Also, you want children, the secret ingredient is to continuously make istighfar, beg from Allah, ask Him from, beg Him through His mercy, through His kindness, through His sheer love for His slaves, and inshallah He will provide for you. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. He will provide for you gardens and rivers and trees and good things to come, and inshallah, that is more so in the gardens and the palaces of Jannah. Another beautiful note of istighfar, scholars say that immediately after doing a good deed, then make istighfar. You know, sometimes when you're writing business letters or we need to send an email or an important document, then there's a certificate and a stamp of authority or someone of a high position or a signature of someone who's of the hierarchy individual, so it's of importance. You want to show importance to a good deed that Allah has given you a chance to explore, to experiment and to perform, then put a stamp on that good deed, meaning that shaitan will not interfere in your package of goodness, in your package of good deeds, when you make astaghfirullah, or when you recite the words of astaghfirullah after the good deed, you have put a stamp, a seal on it, and you have sent it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's kept in storage, and on the day of qiyamah, tuba liman wujida fi sahifatihi istighfaran kathiran. Glad tidings for that individual who in his book of deeds will find abundant of istighfar. A beautiful way of coming out of every problem, asking for goodness, for hope, for solace, for comfort. It removes the sin and it gives comfort to every difficult situation, that is to increase in the beautiful words of istighfar. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, to guide us, to forgive us, to protect us. At the end, my beloved brothers and sisters, beloved listeners of Radio Islam, our humble appeal is that we are human beings and we're going to make mistakes, we're going to err, we're going to do wrong, but that's not the end of life for us. We should not also have this in our head, that thinking Allah will forgive, so I'll do the sin and Allah will forgive. Even if we do have that, still continue to make istighfar and ask Allah for guidance. At the end, we want to leave each and every one of us with the hope that there is hope for every young individual, for every old individual, right up until death has not yet visited you. The signs are there for us every day that we are living in this world for a temporary abode. Let us make the most out of it and prepare ourselves to meet Allah. For that individual who prepares themselves to meet Allah, Allah looks forward to meet that individual. Having said that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.